This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. Today, we're going to discuss the 1976 New England Patriots. But before we do, you have to understand just how many good teams there were in the American Football Conference in 1976. There was a total of 14 teams, and only four of the 14 would qualify for postseason play. The four teams that made it were the Oakland Raiders, who finished the season with 13 wins and only one loss, the Baltimore Colts, who finished at 11-3, the New England Patriots also finished at 11-3, but had to settle for the lone wild card spot since the Colts won the tiebreaker for first place. The fourth team to qualify was the defending Super Bowl champion Pittsburgh Steelers, who finished with a 10-4 record. There were three other excellent teams that came up just a little bit short. The Cincinnati Bengals didn't qualify in spite of their 10-4 record. Just behind the Bengals were the Cleveland Browns and the Denver Broncos, both finishing the season with 9-5 records. From 1960 to 1975, the New England Patriots, formerly playing as the Boston Patriots, didn't have much to brag about during the team's 16-year history. The only postseason appearance came in 1963, when the Patriots lost big to the San Diego Chargers 51-10 in the old American Football League title game. Then, from 1967 to 1975, the team didn't have a winning season. Management and fans thought that the Patriots' fortunes would change when the team hired Chuck Fairbanks in 1973. But the Patriots went 15-27 from 1973 to 1975, finishing 1975 with a dismal 3-11 record. Hope was running thin, and Coach Fairbanks, understandably, was under fire. Was more losing on the way? New England started the 1976 season right where they left off in 1975, losing to the Baltimore Colts. But the Patriots came back strong in week two with an easy win over the Miami Dolphins. Then the Patriots traveled to Pittsburgh the following week to face the defending Super Bowl champion, Steelers. New England scored a surprising victory in the rain, forcing six fumbles, upsetting the Steelers 30-27 with a second-half rally. It was a game that would set the tenor for what became a turnaround season. The Patriots kept winning in Week 4, humiliating the eventual Super Bowl champion Oakland Raiders 48-17. It was the Raiders' only loss of the 1975 campaign. But then New England did a yo-yo act, going 2-2 over the next 4 weeks. First, the Patriots lost by 20 to the Lions, and then they beat the Jets by 34. Then they won and lost close games, edging the Bills by 4 and losing by a touchdown in the rematch with Miami. Now standing at 5-3 on the year, the season could go either way. Thankfully for Patriots fans, it went the right way as New England reeled off 6 wins in a row to close the season, scoring wins over the eventual 11-3 Colts and the 9-5 Broncos, among others. New England finished the 1976 regular season 11-3, tied with the Colts for first place in their division. And even though Baltimore won the tiebreaker, the Patriots earned a wild card spot in the playoffs. Their first round opponent was the 13-1 Raiders. Although they had beaten the Raiders in week 4, the Patriots knew the rematch would not be an easy game. Attitude and game preparation served them well. The Patriots led 21-10 before Oakland scored a touchdown to cut the lead to 4. The turning point came when Oakland faced a 3rd-and-18 at the Patriots' 36-yard line with only a minute left in the game. A controversial roughing the passer penalty gave the Raiders a first down, and Oakland scored a touchdown with only 10 seconds left to win the game 24-21. One can only wonder what might have happened if the Patriots had held on and beat the Raiders that day. Still, it was an excellent season for a team no one expected to go as far as it did. The team gained 3,121 yards rushing by the season's end and scored 397 points, with the playoff game included. Chuck Fairbanks won the NFL Coach of the Year award, and cornerback Mike Haynes won Rookie of the Year. Guard John Hanna, tackle Leon Gray, tight end Russ Francis, and cornerback Mike Haynes played in the Pro Bowl. In my opinion, the 1976 New England Patriots were one of the best teams of the 1970s not to win the Super Bowl. And the success the team had in 1976 continued. The Patriots had only one losing season from 1976 to 1988, and finally won a championship in 1985, winning the AFC title game over the Miami Dolphins 31-14. That concludes our podcast. Hope you enjoyed it, and God bless.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.